Hastings College basketball is on the air.
Now here's a steal. Frankie Peterson with a steal for Hastings. He drives it back the other way against Blackman. Stops, puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Down.
We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Yankton, South Dakota today for Hastings basketball and 1230 KHAS. Hastings getting set to take on Mount Marty, another women's, men's basketball doubleheaders. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's coach Kerry Hofstadter and coach Dakota Westland here this afternoon. Certainly a capable team. They're extremely tough up here.
Yeah, Mount Marty has always been a difficult place to play. They tend to shoot the ball really well here, and obviously they're shooting more three-pointers than anybody else in the country, definitely in the GPAC for sure. So, you know, it's one of those games where you're going to have to control the things you can control, and it's always, like I said, highly competitive, and they generally play really well up here.
You guys coming off of a win over Doan the other night, 49-44, kind of an interesting ball game where you were able to scrape on a win there.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of situations and a little bit of adversity in that game. Obviously, Jamie had the flu and didn't play very much. And Tika went down and late in the second half with what we thought was a concussion, and it ended up not being. So that was a good thing to hear after the game. You know, it was one of those games where the ball was not going in the basket. And when you shoot 27% from the field and you're able to pick up a win against a quality team, you feel pretty decent about it, and I thought our kids definitely defended and rebounded well enough to win that game.
Really got a spark off of the bench. Michaela Berry and Tika, before she went down, had a good ball game.
Yeah, I mean, both of those kids we've known all season long are very capable of scoring, and you know, they're highly competitive kids, and kind of gave us what we needed when we needed it, and you know, that's kind of been how it's gone all season long. Every time we've needed somebody to step up, we've kind of had those kids do that in that moment. So Tika and Michaela were big for us in the Doan game. And you know, we're going to continue to need kids like that to step up and you know, continue to make contributions over the course of the rest of the GPAC season.
Well, it was the younger kids too, Rachel Jeldon, Holly Hill, Abigail Newbrugge. She got in the ball game, seeing additional playing time here down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, those kids are growing into those roles. And you know, by the end of the season where we're at in the stretch right now, it's, you know, you don't really even consider them freshmen anymore. You know, they've had some experience and some game time, and those kids are tough, and that toughness showed up the other day. Rachel coming up with a couple of huge rebounds and a big steal, and you know, a lot of little things that don't necessarily get seen on the stat sheet. And Holly, you know, has tended to always come in and give us a boost of energy in one way or the other. And so all three of them were played some valuable minutes in that game the other night against Doan.
One thing that has been constant has been your defense as of late. You give up just 34% shooting against the Tigers and forced 21 turnovers. That has been pretty constant here the last 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things that we preach all the time. You know, if you can defend and rebound, you're going to keep yourself in games and give yourself an opportunity to win it. You know, there's been times, or especially early, that I thought, you know, maybe our defense was a little bit dependent on our offense. But as of late, you know, that's got to be there all the time. And I think our kids have really done a good job of making sure that, you know, even if the ball isn't going in the basket, that we're getting stops you know, one shot and a board and going the other way.
As we head down to the stretch now of the regular season, what do you tell your team each and every game? Is just a one-game season and we move on to the next one or what?
Absolutely. You know, it's every game matters. Every game is going to, you know, determine where you're at in the playoffs, whether or not you're in the playoffs and how far you go in the postseason. And so, you know, it's also one of those things where your seniors look and say there's some brevity to my career. And you know, there's only five games left in the regular season. You can't take any of them for granted. All of them are going to make a big impact on where we end up in the conference. So I think our kids understand that, and I think it's something that you don't overemphasize. And yet at the same time, I think it's important that they're aware.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Mount Marty as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Eastern College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. The Broncos on the road today in Yankton, getting set to take on the Lancers of Mount Marty. You mentioned it before the break. This is a team that throws up a ton of three-pointers. We'll have to defend the perimeter today.
Yeah, you know, they're a dribble drive offense. They have a ton of kids that shoot the three. That's obviously why that offense works well for them. We've got to be able to protect the paint today. We also have to obviously be able to contest shots on the three-point line and take some of those away. So, you know, they're a team that can definitely hurt you in the paint. They use their feet well in the paint. And they also, like I said, have seven or eight kids who can knock down threes.
Two of them, Alex Nealon. The other one is April Winnie. The Winnie girl seems like she's been playing for about 15 years up here.
Yeah, you know, she tore her ACL before the season started last year. And so, obviously, is back for her senior year this year. And she's playing really well right now. She's going to get her shots. She knows how to create shots for herself. She knows how to get shots in big moments. And then the Nealon kid, the transfer, she's taken over 200 three-pointers, which is more than some teams have taken on the season. So she gets them up quick, and she has the potential to really get hot and score a lot of points.
What's the philosophy? Do we try to deny them as many shots as we can, or what do we do out there?
Well, you know, again, it's one of those teams that they want three-pointers and they want layups, and so our goal is to try to make them take shots in between there that are highly contested, and they're a team of tendencies. So, you know, again, which is what our defense is based on, you know, 95% of the time anyway, is to take away players' tendencies. So we're going to have to be able to guard one-on-one today. And like I said, we're going to have to be able to force shots that they don't necessarily want to take and make sure that they're highly contested shots.
What about the Sutera girl inside?
You know, she's an interesting player. She's kind of a four-man and doesn't post a ton. She spends a lot of her time on the perimeter. She shoots the three really well. She drives it well. And then she can score with her back to the basket, but doesn't, like I said, spend a lot of time there. So she's one of those kids that our post players are going to have to be able to defend on the perimeter and then also make sure that she doesn't sneak anything in inside the paint.
It's a team that we played clear back in November. Can we take anything out of that ball game, or is this like starting over and facing a new team since it's been so long ago?
It has been a while, and I think they're a much better team than they were the first time we played them, and I think our kids are aware of that. We've been emphasizing that all week long. They're a team that, you know, with a kid coming back off of an ACL from last year and a transfer kid and a couple of new kids, they were similar to us in the sense of maybe not, you know, quite having it all clicking on all cylinders when we played them way back November 4th. So we're going to see a much improved team today. And the one thing that we can take away from it is understanding that, you know, there were times in that game, especially in the second half, where they would isolate and go one-on-one. And so we know that's coming, and we've got to be able to again, contest those shots without fouling.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Carrie Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonic lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Mount Marty today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Carrie Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Coast. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland box office or via Ticketmaster.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Laddie B. Simpson Arena. We're in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon with Hastings College Basketball and 1230 KHAS as the Broncos get set to take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty in this women's men's basketball doubleheader with a women's game up first. The Broncos coming in, the 16th ranked team in the country. They are 16-7 on the season. They are 10-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, the Lancers of Mount Marty, they come in with a mark of 16 wins and 9 losses. They are 7-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As we sneak up on game time here this afternoon, right now the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball today. He sings in Mount Marty on 1230 KHAS. Singing the national anthem as we get set for basketball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings has won their last three games in a row, knocking off Doan the other night by a score of 49-44. Hastings beat Dort last Saturday 66-49, and before that, it was a 73-64 win over Briarcliff. The Lancers out of Mount Marty, they have lost their last two games in a row. However, they took the nation's number one ranked team, Morningside, right to the wire the other night before finally losing by a score of 65-61. They also dropped an 82-73 decision to Northwestern. That was down in Orange City, Iowa. So the Lancers very capable here, especially in this building. Hastings is 29-7 against Mount Marty since we started this series. The last Mount Marty win was back on January the 6th of 2013 when they beat Broncos by the score of 80-67. We'll get to the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Any reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings College, they will go with Chelsea Morton, 5'7", and a junior out of Holdridge. Morton is averaging 3.3 per game. Abby Jackson, 5'6", a senior from Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging 6.5 per contest. Holly Samuelson, 5'9", a senior out of Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 5.6 points per contest. Also getting a start will be Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a senior. Adam Sutton, Van Kirk, second leading scorer in the conference, averaging 18.4 points per ball game. And Sierra Williamson, the other starter for Hastings, a 6-foot senior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Williamson is averaging 5.3 points per ball game. For the Lancers, Alex Nealon, 5'9", a junior out of Summit, South Dakota. She's the fifth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 16.4 per game. Cassidy Gephardt is a 5'6" junior from Elkton, South Dakota, averaging 4.4 per ball game. April Winnie, a 5'7" senior from Olivet, South Dakota. Winnie is averaging 12.6 per game. Ollie Heggie is a 5'10" senior out of Crofton. Heggie is averaging 9.7. And then Raquel Sutera is a 6-foot junior out of Tabor, South Dakota. Sutera is averaging 10.1 points per ball game. She's also the fourth leading rebounder in the conference, averaging 7.7 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Second meeting of the season between Hastings and Mount Marty way back on November the 4th. In fact, one of the very first games we played this year, we had a conference game with Mount Marty, and Hastings was able to beat the Lancers at home by the score of 87-73. So he's set to go here. Hastings and Mount Marty. The Broncos going to be in their road crimson uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the black. Lancers going to be in their home standing whites in the blue and gold trim here this afternoon. Hastings controls the opening tip. Samuelson has got it as they shoot to the basket to our right. Jamie Van Kirk at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson, and she's tied up on the play. They get the ball down low to Sierra Williamson, and she's immediately tied up on the play there by Raquel Sutera. It's immediately a turnover on Hastings to start off this basketball game. The Broncos averaging 14 turnovers per ball game. Here's April Winnie coming back now for Mount Marty. Again, you heard in the pregame show at Cary that this is a team that likes to throw up the three-pointers. They're among the nation's leaders in three-point shooting, as April Winnie takes it right to the hole there and scores. Bronco defense non-existent on that possession as April Winnie just drove it to the hole and scores. 2-0 is the score. Mount Marty out on top of Hastings College here this afternoon. There's Holly Samuelson out here in three-point territory. Goes over on the left side. That's going to be Sierra Williamson. Outside, top of the key now. It's Jamie Van Kirk, who is feeling much better after suffering from the flu the other night. There's a bounce pass from Jackson to Chelsea Morton, and she lays it in. Nice pass by Jackson. She gets the assist. Chelsea Morton gets the field goal. And the Broncos have come back to tie things up at 2 points apiece early in this basketball game. Here's a Sutera with the ball. Now to Holly Hagee. She drives it, gives it up now. There's a three-pointer by Sutera. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down, and Chelsea Morton, if he sings, long pass ahead, is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by April Winnie, and she takes it down the right sideline now for the Lancers. Now pulls up and shoots a three-pointer and hits it. April Winnie, she's hitting 40% of her three-pointers so far this year. She is number one in the conference in three-point percentage, and she bangs one home here in the first 90 seconds of the ball game. She's got all 5 points here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. 5-2 is the score now. Mount Marty is out on top of Hastings. There's Van Kirk for three. Her shot is up there at end. Jamie Van Kirk scoring there for Hastings on a three-pointer. Van Kirk ties up the score now at 5 points apiece. 18 minutes to play here in the first half from Yankton this afternoon. There's Gephardt with the ball. She has her pocket picked here by Chelsea Morton. First turnover on the Lancers of Mount Marty. Abby Jackson comes back, dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Now out to Williamson at the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Sarah Williamson knocking one down from the left side of the lane, right at the elbow, and the Broncos have the lead. 7-5 is the score. 17:40 to play in the first half. Here's Cassidy Gephardt with the ball. Angles toward the basket. Goes all the way to the hoop. Her running layup is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Off to Abby Jackson. Jackson into the forecourt now for Hastings. Dribbles to the near side of the floor. Now brings it back to the center of the floor and will set up things offensively here for the Broncos. Jackson dribbling. Goes over on the right wing. That's Holly Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson now to Chelsea Morton. Now to Van Kirk. Left side, Abby Jackson. Abby holds it. Dribbles once out to Samuelson, inside down to Williamson. Her shot of Sutera is good. Sierra Williamson with a couple of field goals in this ball game. She's got 4 points, and Hastings College is out on top by a score of 9-5. 17 minutes to play here in the first half. There's Gephardt with the ball down to Alex Nealon. Nealon puts it on the floor and dribbles to the elbow, left side of the lane, comes out here, 3 point territory to Sutera, lobs it down low to Nealon. Her shot for the baseline is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Jackson's going to grab the ball for Hastings. Abby Jackson with the basketball for the Broncos, races it across the 10-second line. And now will set things up offensively against this man-to-man defense of Mount Marty. 9-5, the Broncos have the lead over the Lancers here this afternoon. There's Van Kirk with the ball, moves it over to the left side. With the basketball down there is going to be Jackson. Jackson now to Williamson, out to Chelsea Morton, top of the circle. Here's Jackson again, comes across the top to Van Kirk, 5 seconds in the shot clock. Jamie Van Kirk dribbling with the ball, comes over here on the right side now to Chelsea Morton, and we got a shot clock violation on Hastings. A shot clock violation here on the Broncos. They really didn't look for a shot until we got around 10 seconds on the shot clock there. Then time expires. A turnover on the Broncos. That's their third already here in the basketball game. 16 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in this first half. Hastings College out on top by a score of 9-5. A little delay here as Cassidy Gephardt was lacing up her sneaker into the backcourt. Now they'll play things in. Gampard has got the ball. She'll bring things up against the Jackson as Hastings applies a little pressure in backcourt. Gampard gets into the offensive zone, dribbles to the top of the key, dumps the ball down low to Winkler, and shots up and in. Kelly Winkler just checked in there for Mount Marty. Winkler, a sophomore, hits the field goal there to make it a 9-7 ball game. Here comes Van Kirk back the other way. Her long three-pointer is no good. Rebound Gephardt. Gephardt out to Nealon for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Gephardt. Moves it down on the baseline. Down there is going to be Holly Hagee. Hagee is trapped. Pass comes out on top. Now to Alex Nealon. Nealon with a head fake. Drives it down the left side of the lane. She goes up for the shot and scores it over Van Kirk. Alex Nealon scores. She's averaging 16 points per ball game. And the Lancers have come back to tie things up at 9 points apiece here in the first half with 15 and a half minutes to go. Here's Jackson, three-pointer from the top of the key. Her shot's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Winkler. Kelly Winkler with the ball down to Alex Nealon. Down to Cassidy Gephardt as they bring it into the offensive zone. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Nealon. Sends it down in the corner down to Hagee. She tries to drive the baseline against Morton. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouled into play. Holly Hagee will go to the free throw line. Personal foul here is going to be called on Hastings College. It's going to go on to Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one of the Broncos here in this ball game. So going to the free throw line here is going to be Hagee, and her shot is up there and in. Holly Hagee, the product out of Crofton, Nebraska, saw her at the state tournament for a number of years. Holly Hagee is a 79% foul shooter in the season. She is now 48 out of 60 from the free throw line. Mount Marty is a team fourth in the conference in free throw percentage at 70%. Nice shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Holly Hagee knocks down a couple of free throws. And now the Lancers are out on top of Hastings by the score of 11-9. Mount Marty has scored the last 6 points here in the basketball game. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here comes Jackson down the near sideline. Picked up there by Alex Nealon. Rather, Logan Wagner is into the ball game now. There's a Tika Thompson as she drives the ball in the hole and scores. Tika Thompson just checked in there for head coach Kerry Hofstetter and takes it right to the rack and scores. That's her first field goal. Hastings comes back to tie things up at 11 points apiece. 14:39 to play here in the first half. Winnie, dribble penetration. Nice pass down on the baseline. A shot is up there by Lambley. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it was last touch there by Van Kirk. So Cheyenne Lambley is into the ball game as well for Mount Marty. He's a senior out of Burke, South Dakota. Hastings had their hands out there. Van Kirk couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. So it's going to be Mount Marty playing things in. Here comes Michaela Berry into the ball game now for Hastings. Holly Samuelson will check out. 14:31 to play in the first half. We're tied up at 11 points apiece. Here's April Winnie with the ball at the top of the circle. Thought about the three. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Goes down in the corner to Lambley. Now to Winnie again. Drives the ball against Tika Thompson. Stops just to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass into the paint. They get the ball to Schmidt. Her scoop shot is up there at the end. Kelsey Schmidt scoring there for Mount Marty. A senior from Mount Vernon, South Dakota. And the Lancers out on top by a score of 13-11 here in the ballgame. We have 14 minutes to play here in the first half from the Lanny E. Simple Arena in Yankton. There's a 15-footer by Van Kirk that won't go. And the rebound comes down to Logan Wagner. Wagner brings it up now for the Lancers. Brings it across the 10-second line against the Tika Thompson behind the screen. Wagner throws up a 15-footer, misses badly. Rebound comes down to Jeldon of Hastings. Rachel Jeldon, outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Van Kirk has got the ball. Van Kirk now to Jackson. Brings it back to Jamie on the left side. Jamie Van Kirk, two-handed pass out to the top of the key. Michaela Berry now to Jackson for three. Shot good. Abby Jackson knocks down a three-pointer for the Broncos. And Hastings now has the lead, 14-13 in the seesaw battle here early in the ballgame. Lambley has got the ball. Now to Wagner for Mount Marty. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Winkler. Out here in 3 points here at Troy to Wagner. Drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Berry grabs the rebound. Michaela Berry brings it back 3-on-3 against the Lancers. Berry over here to Van Kirk. Puts it on the floor. Now to Tika Thompson, top of the circle. Tika drives the ball into the paint, kicks her out here to Berry. Her shot for three is up there. It's off the front iron and down and around the basket and down through the hole. Michaela Berry gets one to go down. That bounced just about every way possible there and finally decided to go down the hole. That's a three-pointer for Berry. And now here's a steal from Winnie. Ball is knocked loose, and now the scramble is on, and the timeout's going to be called here by Mount Marty. as Cheyenne Lambley definitely got possession of the ball down there on the hardwood. A timeout is called here by the Lancers to save the possession. We'll take a break with 12 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first half. It's Hastings 17, Mount Marty 13.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on in the conference in women's basketball today. Grace University playing a non-conference game at Dort. Go to Wesleyan is at Concordia, Morningside at Midland. Northwestern at Doan, Hastings here against Mount Marty, and Briarcliff is playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Inbounds pass is intercepted here by the Broncos. Tika Thompson got the interception, and now Hastings has got the ball. Here's Michaela Berry, and now the Broncos want to call a timeout. Hastings will call a timeout here. Oh, that's the reason why, because Holly Hill lost a sneaker. So the Broncos burn a timeout here. Allow her to get her tennis shoe laced back out. We got another break, 12:31 to play here in the first half. It's Hastings 17, Mount Marty 13.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Berry throws up a three-pointer from the top of the key that goes down through the hole. So Michaela Berry has come off of the bench. They had a couple of three-pointers, and the Broncos have a seven-point lead. It's 20-13 now. As we approach the 12-minute mark, there's a nice pass from Woody underneath the basket, and the shot is up there and in. Cheyenne Lambley scoring there on the assist from April Winnie. It's now a 20-15 ball game. Here's Tika Thompson trying to drive the ball to the rack, and she's going to be fouled in the play by Lambley. Cheyenne picks up her first personal foul, first team foul on the Lancers here in the first half of play. Back into the ball game for Mount Marty is going to be Cassidy Gephardt. Going out is going to be Kelsey Schmidt. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. 20-15 is the score. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Tika Thompson inside the free throw circle, squares around, drives it down the lane, tries to dish off. We got a palming violation on Thompson. Tika Thompson turns the ball over. That's going to be the fourth turnover on Hastings College here in the first 8.5 minutes of this ball game. 11:49 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 20-15. Lancers coming back. There's Gephardt. She takes it to the rack. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Cassidy Gephardt scores there for Mount Marty. And the Hastings College defense non-existent in a couple of possessions so far here in this first half as Gephardt got the easy layup there. 20-17 is the score. Hastings College out to a 3-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Berry goes over on the far side now to Holly Hill. Gets it inside to Tika Thompson. She's double teamed out to Jackson. Right side. 3-pointers off of the back iron. No good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose and it's brought down here by Cheyenne Lambley. Lambley takes it to the far sideline to April Winnie. Winnie pulls up here at the top of the 3-point circle. Now drives it to the elbow, left side of the lane, kicks her back out of here for a three, and the shot is up and in. A three-pointer thrown up there by Sutera. And Mount Marty has come back to tie up the score at 20 points apiece. They're on a 7-0 run right now. We got 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. There's Holly Hild with the ball to Berry, back to Hild, near sideline down to Abby Jackson. Jackson on the dribble, moves to her left out here. Jackson inside the free throw circle. Now to Tika Thompson, drives the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Hastings has got it. Jeldon drives it down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Rachel Jeldon got the offensive rebound and the putback, and that gives Hastings a 2-point lead. 22-20. Here come the Lancers again. They're white and gold and blue uniform shooting to our basket to our left here in the first half. Sutera is open in 3-point territory. Won't take the shot. Hands it away to O'Malley, who's into the ball game now. Teron O'Malley out to April Winnie, sizes up a three, takes the three, and hits the three. April Winnie hits another three-pointer. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. She's had a couple of threes here in this first half. She's number one in the conference in three-point percentage. knocking down 40% of her trays this year. And that gives the Lancers a one-point lead, 23-22 over Hastings College with 9:52 to play. Here's Michaela Berry, takes it down to the baseline. Bounce pass goes out to Jackson. Jackson now to Tika Thompson, down in the corner to Abby. Throws up a 15-footer and hits it. Abby Jackson scoring there for Hastings. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and that gives the Broncos the advantage again, 24-23. Mount Barney comes back with the ball. Here's Cassidy Gephardt. Both teams shooting the ball extremely well so far here in this ball game. Gephardt moves it to the top of the key. Now to Sutera. Sutera puts it on the floor and dribbles to the right side. Hands it away over there to O'Malley. She's open for three. Takes a shot. It's going to be no good. Long rebound grabbed here by Gephardt. Now it's April Winnie. She drives it down the lane. Jump pass down in the corner. O'Malley takes a three and hits it. Three-pointer there by Karan O'Malley. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And now the Lancers are out on top by 2 points at 26-24 here in the contest. Here's Jackson with the ball now for Hastings College. Jackson works the offense, comes over here to Hild, out on the top of the key. Tika Thompson for three. Her shot no good, and the rebound comes down here to Cassidy Gephardt. So the Lancers have a 2-point lead, 26-24. They've got the ball. Here's a Gephardt, drives it around Hild, drives it to the basket and scores. Hastings confused on defense there, as Holly Hild just lets a Gephardt go right around her to the basket and score. And now Carey wants to call a timeout to discuss that very situation, I'm sure, as the Lancers have opened up a 4-point lead. We've got a break here, 8:37 to play in the first half. It's now Mount Barney 28, Hastings 24.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Hastings trailing the Lancers of Mount Marty 28-24 here in the first half with 8:28 to play. Broncos have the ball. Michaela Berry goes over to Van Kirk. Nice pass inside to Williamson, and her shot is up and in. Van Kirk gets the assist. Sierra Williamson gets her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and Hastings back within two. It's 28-26. Alex Nealon with the ball now for Mount Barney. Pulls up, three-pointer from the top of the key. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Berry of Hastings. Berry gets the ball to Van Kirk. Hustles into the forecourt. Now to Michaela Berry again out here between the rings. Chelsea Morton will switch sides now for Hastings as the pass goes the opposite way. There's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk sends it over to Michaela Berry on the far sideline, takes it down on the baseline, stops there. Now to Williamson in the corner, hands it away again to Michaela Berry. Out between the rings, that's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk throws up a three-pointer. Her shot's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings College. It's going to go on Williamson. Sierra Williamson picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos here in this first half of play. So it's going to be the Lancers coming back with the ball. They've got a 2-point lead over Hastings, 28-26. Bob Marty hasn't beaten Hastings since 2013 in January. It was their last win of the series. Pass goes inside to Winkler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouled in a play. That time they got the ball right inside to Winkler, Kelly Winkler, and she's fouling the play here. Williamson again picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second, team foul number three on the Broncos. Kelly Winkler to the free throw line is 71% foul shooter on the season for Mount Marty. Her shot is up there and in. Kelly Winkler is 6 foot sophomore from Lake Andrus, South Dakota. She's averaging 3.1 points per ball game. She's got three already here in the first half against Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Winkler adds a couple of free throws, and Mount Marty is out on top of the Broncos by a score of 30-26 with 7:18 to play in the first half. Here's Ollie Samuelson with the ball now. She's back into the ball game. Free throw line extended right side. Gets it to Chelsea Morton. Lobs the ball inside. Grabbing it there is going to be Jeldon, and her pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Wagner. Turnover number five on Hastings. Wagner down to Gephardt, into the forecourt to Wagner again. Dribbles down the lane. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Gephardt. She takes the ball in the paint, spins one way, then the other. Her pass is deflected. It's picked up here by Samuelson.
Turnover number two on the Lancers here in the ballgame. Samuelson has got the ball for Hastings. Down to Van Kirk, running one-hander on the baseline. Her shot is up there, no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Winkler of Mount Marty. Her pass is deflected. Now we got a foul called over here as Samuelson sent a Lancer into the first row of the bleachers. Ali Samuelson picks up the personal foul. That's Alex Nealon getting up there for Mount Marty. Here comes Winnie back into the ballgame now for the Lancers. Gephardt will check out. So Samuelson picks up the foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so Mount Marty will play things in. 6:39 to play here in the first half. Mount Marty has got a four-point lead over the 16th-ranked Broncos of Hastings. It is 30-26. April Winnie with the ball. Now to Alex Nealon behind the screen. Nealon moves it down the lane. Stops. Kicks her back out here top of the key to Heggie, and she's gone for the steps. Holly Heggie whistled for the traveling violation. Third turnover on Mount Marty here in the ballgame. Hastings College will come back the other way. Here comes Michaela Berry with the ball. Slow dribble across the 10-second line. She gets some instructions there from Hastings head coach Carrie Hofstetter. Berry moves it over here in the right wing. That's going to be Samuelson with the ball. And now Mount Marty has gone to his zone defense. Here's Berry for three. Shot is up there right through the hole. Michaela Berry has got 3 three-pointers here in the first half. She's got 9 points. And the Broncos are back within one at 30-29. With 5:58 to play, here's a Winnie driving the ball to the rack. It's going to be no good, and she's going to be fouled into play. April Winnie will go to the free throw line here. So Winnie's going to the line here for Mount Marty. She's got 8 points so far in the ball game, a 75% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good by Winnie. That is her 148th free throw that she has shot so far this year. She's made 111 of them. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one hits the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Chelsea Morton with the ball. Now to Michaela Berry into the forecourt. Hastings is trailing 30-29 here in women's college basketball. Michaela Berry moves it over in the left side of the lane. That's going to be Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk gets away, drives into the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked. Kelly Winkler blocks the shot out of bounds. Nice defensive play there by Winkler, a sophomore from Lake Andrews, South Dakota, gets a block on Jamie's driving layup there. Hastings will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket with 13 seconds left in the shot clock. And now we've got a whistle away from all the action. Chelsea Morton, I think, is going to be hit with a personal foul. Morton picks up her second. That's going to be team foul number six on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Hastings has 6 team fouls. Mount Marty has got 1. It's 30-29. Hastings down by a point here. Mount Marty has got the ball. Ali Heggie has got it. Heggie drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it down in the corner. There's a shot by Wagner. It's up and in just inside the ring. Logan Wagner scores for Mount Marty. She had 15 points the first time around when Hastings played this group back in the first part of November. Mount Marty's now got a 3-point lead over Hastings, 30-29. They took the nation's number one ranked team, Morningside, down the wire the other night before finally losing in this building. There's a shot by Van Kirk off of the baseline. No good. Rebound comes out. It's going to be grabbed here by Samuelson. Out of Van Kirk again. Jamie down on the baseline. She's double-teamed. Out to Samuelson. Back down in the corner to Van Kirk. To Samuelson. Out of Berry. Bounce pass down in the right corner. Rachel Jeldon has got the ball. Skip pass out to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there, and she buries it. Jamie Van Kirk hits her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points. And the Broncos come back to tie the score now at 32 points apiece with 4.5 minutes to play. Here's April Winnie, hesitates at the top of the key, sends a pass down to Heggie in the corner, shot good. Ali Heggie knocks down a three-pointer from the corner. Right in three balls here today, 35-32. Hastings down by three now. The Broncos come back in their offensive zone. Michaela Berry has got it right in front of the Lancer bench. Takes it to the top of the key. Berry now moves to her right, gets it down in the corner. That's going to be Morton out to Berry for three. Shot is up there, she hits it. Michaela Berry hits a three-pointer for Hastings. She's now got 12 points in the ball game on 4 three-pointers. Hastings comes back to tie the score at 35. Here's Winnie at the other end. Her three-pointer is good. April Winnie has now got 11 points for Mount Marty. And the Lancers are out on top by a score of 38-35. Good shooting display here by the women today between the Lancers and the Broncos. Here's Holly Samuelson with the ball on the wing on the right side. Goes over there to a Chelsea Morton, takes the ball inside the ring, kicks her back out. That's going to be Jeldon with the ball. Entry pass to get it to Van Kirk, drives it down the lane. She's going to be fouled on the play. Van Kirk will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul is going to go on Winnie. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two
on the Lancers here in this first half of play. We're down to 3 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Van Kirk to the free throw line for Hastings. Jamie's free throw is up there. It's good. Van Kirk is the best free throw shooter in the conference this week. She's hitting on 88% of her foul shots. Jackson comes in. Here comes Alex Edwards in now for Hastings. Samuelson and Chelsea Morton will come to the bench. 38-36. Lancers with a 2-point lead. Van Kirk at the free throw line. Her second shot is up there. That one is good. So Jamie hits a couple of free throws. Now into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Abigail Niebrugge. Niebrugge coming in as Van Kirk will get a quick breather here at the 3:35 mark. So Abigail Niebrugge into the ball game, a 5'7" freshman out of Omaha. Good ball game here today. 38-37 is the score. Lancers have the lead. Wagner has got the ball at the elbow. Wagner gives it up now to Nealon. Nealon out here in 3-point territory, moves it to the right side, stops. Top of the key now to Sutera. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Dumps it off underneath the basket. His shot is up there. No good by Lambley. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lambley. And Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Bronco basketball here today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 38-37. Hastings down by a point. Edwards, two-handed pass goes to the far side. That's Jeldon with the ball. Jeldon down to Jackson out here in 3-point territory. Down to Berry, 7 seconds on the shot clock. They get it inside to Jeldon. She can be fouling the play as she goes up for the shot. They go tumbling down. And a foul here is going to be called on Cheyenne Lambley for Mount Marty. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 on the Lancers here in the first half, but this will be a shooting foul as Jeldon will go to the free throw line. Rachel Jeldon, the former Holdridge Duster, puts it up there and scores. That's her first point of the ball game. Or check that. She had a field goal earlier in this half. So she's got 3 points now in the contest. She had 10 points earlier this season when Hastings beat the Lancers 87-73 in Hastings. Yeldon's second free throw is up there. It is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down offensively there to Alex Edwards. Outside to Berry for 3. Her shot rattles out there. No good. Sutera with a rebound. So now we're tied up at 38 points apiece with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the first half. A pass down in the corner. O'Malley fakes the 3, drives it down the baseline. Her shot no good. Ball is loose. It's picked up by the Broncos, and a foul is going to be called. Jackson got the rebound, and she's fouled in backcourt here by a Cheyenne Lambley. So Lambley picks up the personal foul again. That's going to be her third foul now. So Lambley will have to check out of the ball game. We're down to 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Hastings College and Mount Marty tied up at 38 points apiece here in women's college basketball. Broncos have the ball. Here's Michaela Berry out here. Down to Jackson on the near sideline. To Berry. Entry pass can be tipped and intercepted. 6 turnover on Hastings. Here comes Gephardt back the other way. 3-on-3. Gephardt out to Sutera. Down top of the key to Nealon for 3. Her shot is up there. No good. Ball being tapped around. Hastings saves it. Jackson gets it into the hands of Rachel Jeldon back to Jackson. Abby runs her back the other way, hesitates, and now a palming violation is called, and Jackson, as he's going to drive the ball into the rack there. Turnover number 7 on the Broncos. Down to a minute and 55 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings 38 and Mount Marty 38. Women's college basketball action here today from Yankton, South Dakota. Cassidy Gephardt with the ball now for Mount Marty. She drives it to the rack. Her layup is up there, no good, and she's going to be pushed out of bounds and goes tumbling out. And a foul here is going to be called on Hastings. Abby Jackson picks up the personal. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Cassidy Gephardt. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points so far in this ball game. Her shot is up there, hits the back iron, and falls off. No good. Gephardt, a 53% foul shooter in the season. She's now 24 out of 46 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound to Jackson. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. We're still tied up at 38 points apiece. A minute and 39 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's a Berry. Gets the ball to Jeldon. Jeldon back to Berry in the right side of the lane. Comes out to Abby Jackson now. She holds it 25 feet away from the basket. Down to Jeldon as she moves it down in the corner. Down out to Jackson again at the top of the key. Here's Michaela Berry. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Berry sends it to Jackson. Bombs away for 3 and hits it. Abby Jackson from the far sideline hits a 3-pointer for the Broncos. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 41-38. Here's Mount Marty back the other direction. Nealon has got the ball. Alex Nealon Picked up there by Jeldon. Nealon drives the ball to the rocker. Driving layup is good. Alex Nealon gets the field goal. She's got 4 points, and it's now 41-40. Hastings with a one-point lead under a minute to play here in the first half. Abby Jackson comes back for the Broncos. Goes over there on the far side to Abigail Niebrugge. She'll take a three-pointer, and her shot's off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in by Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon again, a big offensive rebound and a putback. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 43-40. 30 seconds to play here in the first half from the Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton. There's a long-range jumper for three by O'Malley. No good. Long rebound comes out to Niebrugge. Abigail brings it down the near sideline for Hastings, and now the Broncos will play for the final shot here. 18 seconds left on the game clock. Hastings with a three-point lead, 43-40. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Jackson has got the ball. Abby Jackson, bounce pass, high post. Alex Edwards at the elbow, moves it to the free throw line, bounce pass down the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Hagee. Hagee from back quarter. Shot is going to be short, and that's the end of the first half of play. So a good first half here today between the 16th-ranked Broncos and the upset-minded Lancers out of Mount Marty today. Hastings enjoying a lead here at the break. The score is Hastings 43, Mount Marty 40. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Mary Lanning started off with very humble beginnings 100 years ago.
The technology has really impacted taking care of patients.
There are cords everywhere, monitors everywhere, that weren't even invented, I don't think, 33 years ago. But what hasn't changed is how we take care of patients.
And it is easy for nursing today to forget that the patient is a recipient of that technology. And that's why I think they're successful here, is that they continue to focus on the patient and not on the machines.
The advancements that we've seen in the hospital are part of that history that goes with us. But we still have that small town feel that I remember growing up.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon. We're at halftime of the women's ball game where the Broncos are out on top of the Lancers by a score of 43-40. 14 three-pointers between the two teams here in the first half. Hastings has got 8 three-pointers themselves. Mount Marty has canned 6 trays. It's been a pretty good first half here. 43-40 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. And Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington. So a very competitive first half of play. Tied up several times in that first 20 minutes. Hastings did have a 7-point lead at one point at 20-13. But the Lancers came back to score 7 straight points to tie things up at 20 points apiece. Mount Marty has had a lead today in this ball game, but 4 points has been their biggest margin so far at 30-26. And right now it's 43-40. Hastings College has got the lead here at the break over Mount Marty. Both teams shooting the ball extremely well. As we mentioned, Hastings is hitting 57% from the field in the first half. They are 16 out of 28, or 57.1%. Mount Marty, they are 15 out of 29 for 51%. Hastings has knocked down 8 out of 15 from three-point range. That is 53%. And Mount Marty, 6 out of 13 for 46%. Hastings, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 75%. Mount Marty is 4 out of 8 for 50%. The rebounds, Hastings has got 18 rebounds in the first half, 10 for Mount Marty.
Hastings has got 5 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. Mount Marty has got 2 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Turnovers. Hastings College has been charged with 9 so far here in the first half of play. And Mount Marty has got 4 turnovers. Hastings with no block shots and 2 steals. Mount Marty has got 1 block shot and 1 steal. The leading rebounder for Hastings in the first half of play was Abby Jackson. She's got 4. Also, Rachel Jeldon, she's got 4 rebounds for the Broncos. Cassidy Gephardt has got 4 rebounds for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Again, our score 43-40. It's Hastings College out on top of Mount Marty here at the break. Again, our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington. Checking the scoring here in the first half, April Winnie is leading the way for Mount Marty. She has got 11 points in the ball game. Winnie has knocked down 3 3-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal. Winnie is 0-2 from the free throw line, so she's got 11. Holly Heggie has got 5 points. She's got a 3, and she is 2-2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Kelly Winkler on a field goal. She's 2-2 from the line. 4 points for Cassidy Gephardt. She's got 2 field goals. She's 0-2 from the stripe. Alex Nealon with a couple of field goals and 4 points. 3 points for Raquel Sutera. She has knocked down a 3-pointer here in the first half. Teron O'Malley has got a 3-pointer for 3. Cheyenne Lambley has got a field goal for 2. And Kelsey Schmidt has got a field goal and 2 points for Mount Marty. Hastings College, they got 12 points in the first half for Michaela Berry as she knocks down 4 3-pointers in the first 20 minutes of play. Abby Jackson, she has got 8 points. Jackson's got a couple of trays, and she's got a 2-point field goal for her 8. Jamie Van Kirk has got 8 points on 2 3-pointers, and she is 2-2 from the line. Also scoring for Hastings in the first half was Sierra Williamson. She's got 3 field goals for 6 points. Rachel Jeldon, she's got 5 points, a couple of field goals, and she's 1-2 from the free throw line. Tegan Thompson has got a field goal for 2, and Chelsea Morton a field goal and 2 points. So Hastings College, 8 3-pointers in the first half, and they've got a 3-point lead over the Lancers. The score is 43-40. Stick around. Hastings College Spotlight is coming up next with Tyson Avronik, and then we've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
The night's sleep you deserve and save during the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct. Experience the Simmons Beauty Sleep Euro Top, now only $3.99 for the queen size set. The Beauty Rest Recharge offers the firm support you prefer, now only $4.99 in the queen set. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight. Brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private 4-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. Halftime here, the Hastings College basketball broadcast. And on this evening's program, we're going to be taking a look at what the future of the Hastings College campus might look like. Joining us to take a glimpse into the future, Don Jackson, the president of Hastings College, joining us here on the program. Mr. Jackson, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Tyson. It's a pleasure to be on.
Don, let's take, as we look at the future of the Hastings College campus, one of the big things that I know a lot of people, whether that be current students, prospective students, even alumni, are excited about is the 9th Street Plaza that was introduced back in January a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what this project's all about and where we're at with this project.
Well, I think probably most people are aware that right now, we're waiting for the county clerk to finish validating signatures on the petitions that were circulated in attempt to put the decision related to the one block of 9th Street between Elm and Ash up for election by the voters of the city of Hastings. And so we're waiting on that, and we expect to hear back, I would think, within the next 7 to 10 days at the latest. We are moving forward with the expectation that there will be a special election related to that issue, even though the city council unanimously approved closing the street, which would have been which would be effective June 1, 2015, so just a few months from now. We've been moving forward. We're very excited about that one block of 9th Street becoming a green space on our campus, a plaza, if you will. We're actually looking, people know it as 9th Street right now. We'd like to, our plan is for it to be known as the Steinhardt Plaza. You may recall that the Steinhardt Hall of Science was raised last summer, and one of our plans all along has been for a continuing memorial to Ella and Morton Steinhardt, who Ella Steinhardt was a long time, more than two decades, as a board member at Hastings College. And so we're looking at that being the Steinhardt Plaza and being the center core of our campus, connecting the north and south sides of our beautiful campus together in a beautiful green space. One of the things that's important for us there, in addition to a memorial for the Steinhardts, would be to make way for future expansion of our student union. We want to move our admissions office over to that area so that the that area of our campus, the center core of the Steinhardt Plaza, is really the first exposure that prospective students and their families have when they visit our campus. We would also be planning to put a future residence hall just east of where Weir Residence Hall currently stands. We're looking. Weir is at the it's at the corner of 9th and Ash, just north of 9th Street there. And so we'd be looking at a new residence hall within the next couple years, we believe, that would be located at that same intersection, but just east of Weir on the west side of Pine Knoll. And so the college currently owns all the properties on the west side of Pine Knoll, and we're looking at a residence hall there. So you can see that we're centering our residence halls, all of our undergraduate residence halls, right around 9th Street and the Steinhardt Plaza with the student union. And so this would be the center core where most of the activity of the campus would at least be originating and much of it happening. Of course, with the Jackson Dinsdale Art Center being built at 12th and Elm, that's also going to draw students across to the north side of our campus.
Once again, President Don Jackson joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight, the Hastings College 9th Street Plaza, the prospective 9th Street Plaza. Again, we are going to find out more information on that soon. You can find out more, of course, by heading out to the Hastings College website at hastings.edu. Don Jackson, we appreciate the time this evening on the Hastings College Spotlight, and we look forward to continuing that conversation and talking about how this can help the growth of Hastings College, and we look forward to talking with you again real soon, sir.
Thank you, Tyson. I appreciate the opportunity.
Stay tuned to the Hastings College Spotlight coming up next on 1230 KHS, the second half of our Hastings College basketball broadcast. It's all coming up here on 1230 KHS Radio.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Listening to Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Yankton, South Dakota. Halftime, Hastings out on top of Mount Marty in the women's ball game, 43-40. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. All halftime scores now. Dakota Wesleyan is leading third-ranked Concordia at the break. The score is 32-30. Dort is playing a non-conference game today with Grace University, and the defenders having an easy time with things today. Dort is leading Grace at halftime 41-9. Morningside, the nation's number one ranked team, was trailing Midland University earlier, but Morningside has got the lead at halftime over the Warriors. The score is 33-26, and Northwestern is leading the Doane College Tigers today at halftime. The score is 42-37. And in our ball game, both teams shooting the ball extremely well so far. Hastings hitting 57% of their field goals in the first half. Mount Marty 51%, 14 three-pointers between the two teams. Hastings with 8, and the Mount Marty with 6. And the Broncos have the lead here at halftime. The score is 43-40. Michaela Berry leading the way for Hastings so far. She's got 4 three-pointers and 12 points for the Broncos. And April Winnie, he's got 11 points for the Lancers of Mount Marty, and she has knocked down 3 three-pointers herself. So it's Hastings out on top of the Lancers as we get started for the second half here. 43-40 is the score. Hastings is led by as many as 7 points here in the ball game. That was back at 20-13. Lancers have led by as many as 4 points. That was at 30-26. And right now it's a 3-point advantage for Hastings. The score is 43-40. Broncos will have the opening possession of the second half. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. And the second half is underway here this afternoon from the Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota. Hastings with the ball. This is going to be Holly Samuelson, who will get the start again for the Broncos here in the second half. To Williamson, now to Jackson. Abby puts it on the floor, dribbles to her right, now dribbles to her left, gives the ball to Van Kirk. Back to Jackson, now to Samuelson again. To Jackson, top of the key. Over to Chelsea Morton, out to Abby, fakes the three, dribbles it down to Lehner, running one-hander is going to be blocked by Sutera. She gets it back out to Van Kirk. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sutera. Now to April Winnie, down in the corner to Nealon. She drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up by Gephardt. Gephardt moves it down in the corner. Now to Holly Hagee. Hagee keeps the ball alive here for the Lancers of Mount Marty down in the corner. Gephardt has got the ball. She comes out here in the three-point territory on the dribble. Gephardt now drives the ball to the rack. Her pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted there by Van Kirk of Hastings. Leads a 2-on-3 break and decides to hold up with it now as he circles back around. Did not have the numbers. Williamson now to Jackson. Abby brings it back to Van Kirk. Open for three. Takes a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Mount Marty basketball. So the Lancers will play things in. We had those 14 three-pointers in the first half. We had 28 attempts. The two teams, 14 out of 28 from three-point territory, and that's the first 20 minutes of play. An entertaining opening half here this afternoon. There's a Nealon with the ball. She's double-teamed out here in three-point territory. Now to Winnie down in the corner. Drives the ball toward the rack. Her shot is up there, no good. It's the bottom side of the glass, and the rebound comes down here to Samuelson of Hastings. Holly Samuelson weaves her way between some defenders. Comes over here to Van Kirk. Back out to Samuelson. About 30 feet away from the basket. Now they hand it away to Jackson. Abby dribbles down the left side of the lane out to Van Kirk. Jamie comes across the top. That's going to be Holly Samuelson down to Van Kirk. Down in the corner. Jackson bombs away for three. Shot good. Abby Jackson shooting the ball well for Hastings today. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Her season high was 12. She put up against the Northwestern in one of the two games that we have played so far this year with the Red Raiders. Driving down the lane. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be good by Holly Hagee. Holly Hagee takes it down the lane and scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game, 46-42. Hastings College with a 4-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Jackson, comes over here on the high left side. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk looks, gets it out to Samuelson, brings it back to Jamie on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes into Williamson, down to Chelsea Morton, traveling violation. They got it inside to Williamson, who kicked it out to Morton, who's going to drive the ball to the basket, and she's going for the traveling violation. Turnover number 10 on Hastings so far in the ball game. Mount Marty has got 5. Hastings has got a 4-point lead, 46-42. We have played about 2.5 minutes here in the second half from Yankton this afternoon. Here comes April Winnie back with a basketball. She sat out last year due to a knee injury. Back here for her senior season with the Lancers.
April Winnie moves it to the right side of the floor. Comes out to Sutera for three. Her shot over Williams and no good. Van Kirk grabs the rebound for the Broncos. Runs her back the other way. Van Kirk hesitates. Now drives the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled into play. Personal foul is going to be called here on Higgy. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Lancers here in the second half of play. We've played 2 minutes and 57 seconds now in the second half. 17:03 to play. Hastings with a four-point lead. Van Kirk to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk now 3 out of 3 from the line today. She's 93 for 105 for the charity stripe so far this season. Here comes Logan Wagner into the ball game now. Kelly Winkler coming to the contest as well for the Lancers. Van Kirk will have one more. Dips the knees, throws it up there. The shot perfect. Nothing but cord for Jamie Van Kirk. And Hastings now has a 48-42 lead over Mount Barney here in the second half. Here's Cassidy Gephardt with the ball. Gephardt comes to Heggy. She drives the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She was kind of pushed from behind. And a foul here is going to go on Williamson of Hastings. Sierra Williamson picks up her third personal foul. And we're going to have two shots coming up here for Holly Heggy of Mount Barney. She's got 7 points in the ball game. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Heggy is 79% foul shooter. Her first free throw is up there and good. She'll get one more as she was fouled in the active shooting. 48-43 is the score now. 16th ranked Hastings out on top of the Lancers. Here comes the next shot by Heggy. It's up there. It's good. For Holly Heggy, the product from Crofton, Nebraska, throws down a couple of free throws. 48-44. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Broncos out of the ball. Holly Samuelson now high right side has got the ball for the Broncos. Samuelson gives the way to Jackson. Entry pass inside to Williamson, and she's going to be fouled into play. Nice quick pass there by Jackson. Got it into Sierra Williamson, and she is fouled into play here. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. I think that was Hagee who picked up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Here's a Van Kirk spinning right side of the lane. Puts it up off of the window and scores. Jamie Van Kirk now with 12 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by a score of 50-44. This is more points scored in the first 24 minutes of play than Hastings had all of the game against the Doan the other night. Only scored 49 in picking up a win over the Tigers. They've got 50 on the board right now. We still got 16 minutes to play and some change. Here's a Wagner with the ball to Nealon. Fakes the three, takes it to the elbow. Rashawn's up there. It's going to be short, no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. And now the Lancers want to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 16:03 to play in the basketball game. It's Hastings 50, Mount Marty 44.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS from the Ratty East Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota. Hastings with a lead here over Mount Marty. The score is 50-44. That's a men's game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Next week, Hastings will have two road games. Wednesday night, they'll play in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. And then next weekend, Hastings will play on a Sunday as they will head to Mitchell, South Dakota, up to the Corn Palace to take on Dakota Wesleyan. So that'll be a Sunday game next weekend instead of our usual Saturday slot. Corn Palace is a tough place to get into to play games there. So we'll play on a Sunday at the Palace. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. Game's coming up on 1230 KHAS. Broncos have the ball here. They've got a 6-point lead, 50-44. Here's Abby Jackson with it now for the Broncos. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Man-to-man defense. Now a zone defense here for Bob Marty. They go zone. Entry pass to get it inside to Williamson. She kicks it out, and the pass is going to be tipped, and that's going to be out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there. It was Holly Hagee for Mount Marty. End of the ball game for the Broncos is going to be Michaela Berry. Berry comes in. Samuelson checks out. 15:39 to play in the ball game. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 50-44. 6 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's Van Kirk. She drives it down the lane, running one-hander is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores. She's now got 14 points in the ball game. She scored 34 in the first meeting between these two teams, and Hastings beat the Lancers 87-73. Broncos now have their biggest lead of the ball game at 52-44 here in the second half. 15-20 remaining on the clock. Here's Winkler with the ball. Winkler comes to the near sideline now to Gephardt. Gephardt trying to penetrate. Can't do it against Williamson. There's Holly Heggie with the ball. Heggie gets it away to Nealon. Takes the ball in the lane. Her shot around Van Kirk is going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Sarah Williamson gets it away now to Jackson. Abby brings the ball in the offensive zone here for the Broncos. Hastings with a lead, 52-44. Jackson at the top of the key, sends it down low. The ball's going to be stripped away from Williamson, but it's picked up there by Tika Thompson, and then a traveling violation. It was knocked away from Williamson. Tika picks it up out here in three-point territory. It was going to drive it to the rack, and she's whistled for the happy feet there. A turnover on the Broncos. That's going to be their 11th of the ball game. Val Barney has turned the ball over only five times so far in this basketball game, but they're trailing 52-44. Here comes Jeldon into the ball game now for Hastings. Williamson will come to the bench. So Mount Barney will play things in here in backcourt. Cheyenne Lambley will get the ball in the hands of Winnie. Winnie dribbles behind her back to bring it into the offensive zone here against Abby Jackson. High left side, that's going to be Schmidt with the ball. Schmidt to Winkler. Now to April Winnie again, picked up by Abby Jackson. Down to Wagner, top of the key. Over on the left side, there's Heggie. Back out to Wagner, top of the circle, drives the ball against Berry, spins at the free throw line, takes it down the lane, scoop shot is up there, no good, rebound Thompson. Tika Thompson with the ball for Hastings, gets it now to Van Kirk, drives the ball to the hole, contact made, foul called. And Jamie Van Kirk will go back to the free throw line here for Hastings, as he was fouled into play. I think that was Schmidt who picked up the personal foul there for Mount Barney. That's going to be her first. They don't put the foul's up on the board here for some reason. They've got a space for it on their scoreboard. They just don't use it. 52-44 is the score. Hastings with the lead. There's Berry. Her shot is up and in. Michaela Berry knocks down another three-pointer from the near sideline. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Hastings has got an 11-point lead, 55-44. Here's April Winnie. Stomps and pops from 10. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to the Broncos. That's a Holly Hild with the ball now. Hill gets the ball now to a Van Kirk into the offensive zone. Van Kirk out here between the circles. That's Jackson with the ball around the Jeldon screen. Now she moves it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball is tapped to the baseline. It's picked up there by Lambley. Lambley gets it to April Winnie. Runs her back the other way for the Lancers. Out to the top of the circle to Lambley as they work to the left side of the floor. Now it's Holly Heggie with the ball. Heggie now to O'Malley, who's back into the ball game. O'Malley drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops, entry pass, they get it inside to Winkler. Shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling the play. That one just falls off of the front iron. Personal foul is going to be called on Berry of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. 13-26 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty now by a score of 55-44. Shot from the free throw line is up there at end by Kelly Winkler. She's now 3 out of 3 from the stripe today. She's got 5 points. There comes Hild back into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out is going to be Abby Jackson. Winkler back to the line. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch there by Lambley of Mount Marty. There comes Raquel Sutera into the ball game now for the Lancers. Coming out will be Winkler. So 13 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of the Lancers by 10, 55-45. The Broncos looking for their 17th win of the season here. This will be their 11th win of the conference here today if they can hang on. There's a bounce pass inside to Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Tika Thompson scores on the assist from Jamie Van Kirk. Tika Thompson now has got 4 points in the basketball game and a couple of field goals. It's 57-45. Hastings with a lead. O'Malley drives the baseline, and she's going to be fouled in a play here by Michaela Berry of Hastings. Michaela picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. So it'll be Mount Marty playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Schmidt gets things in to April Winnie. She puts it on the floor and now moves to her left. Comes out here into three-point territory at the top of the key. Winnie on the wing to a Lambley. Looking to penetrate there against Thompson. Can't do it. Back out to April Winnie. Sizes up a three. Takes it from the top of the key. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk running back the other way for Hastings. Stops at the top of the arc. Her shot is up there over Winnie. That's going to be no good. The ball is out of bounds. And they give the ball to Mount Marty.
They give the ball to the Lancers. That was last touchdown there by Karan O'Malley, but the officials say no. They kind of looked at one another. And they give the ball to the Lancers, so Bob Marty will come back the other way. 12 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings out on top by a score of 57 to 45. This was a 43 to 40 game at halftime. The Broncos have the lead. April Winnie with the ball now. Winnie gives it away here to Sutera. On the dribble, moves it here to the right side of the floor. Now inside the free throw circle. Sutera out to April Winnie. She drives it into the lane as she goes for the rack. Her shot over Hilt is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Thompson. Tika Thompson picks it up on the hop, and she comes back the other way for Hastings. Approaching the 12-minute mark here in the ballgame, Tika Thompson goes over to Van Kirk. Now to Thompson, getting some instructions here from the Bronco coaching staff. Thompson around the screen, 15 on the shot clock. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Two-handed pass comes over to Berry, takes it down the baseline, stops there, back out to Van Kirk. Down left side to Holly Hill, out to Van Kirk again, top of the key. Moves it to the elbow, now to Michaela Berry, open for three, takes a shot and misses, no good. Rebound comes down to Sutera, now to Winnie. April Winnie with the ball now for the Lancers. 11 and a half to play. Hastings out on top by a dozen now. 57 to 45. We're in the second half from Yankton today. There's a bounce pass to Sutera. Raquel Sutera gets around Jeldon, drives the ball right to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And Jeldon grabs the rebound. Allen pass comes to Michaela Berry. Runs her back the other way. Down the lane to the goal. Scores. Berry's having a good ball game today. She's got 17 points. And now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Lancers call the timeout with 11-13 to play in the basketball game. Hastings has built a 14-point lead. They've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 59 and Mount Marty 45.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College has opened up the second half on a 16-5 run. And the Broncos now have a lead of 59-45 here. 11 minutes and 13 seconds to play, so Broncos respond coming out of the locker room at halftime, a 16-5 run over the Lancers. And Hastings now up by the 14-point margin at 59-45. Later on today, we'll be watching the action in the Luplack Conference basketball tournament back at Adams Central High School. Adams Central boys will be playing Ord in the championship game for the boys. That will go at 4 o'clock today. And then on the girls' side of things, it'll be Kearney Catholic against Centura. The girls' championship in the Luplack Conference tournament goes at 6 o'clock tonight. Hastings and Mount Marty here. This is women's college basketball. It's 59-45. Hastings with a lead. Here's Gephardt with the ball right in the lane. Her shot is up there and in, right in front of the basket. She scores. Jackson fell down. Gephardt fires up the shot and hits it. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 59-47 now. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Michaela Berry, free throw line extended right side. Goes down in the corner to Jackson. Back out to Berry. Drives the ball down the lane. Jump pass down in the corner. That's Samuelson with the ball. Now to Thompson. Dribbles behind her back. Takes it in the lane. Kicks it back out here to Samuelson. A whistle and a traveling violation. Hastings now with 12 turnovers in the basketball game. Mount Marty will come back the other direction. Now trailing the ball game by a score of 59-47. A 12-point lead here for the Broncos. Here comes Cassidy Gephardt with the ball. As Hastings saves with a man-to-man defense. Nealon has got it. High right side. Out now to O'Malley. Takes an NBA three and hits it. That was several feet beyond the three-point circle. As she cans her second three-pointer of the ball game, she's got 6 points. And now Mount Marty is back within nine. 59-50 is the score. Hastings comes back with the basketball. Here's Jackson. Down to Holly Samuelson. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out here to Berry. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot is up there and missing. It's going to be Jeldon. Gets her own rebound as she's falling down in a traveling violation. Jeldon misses the shot. And then was trying to grab the rebound. She fell down the lane and a traveling violation is called at her. End of the ball game now is going to be Winkler for Mount Marty. Going out is going to be Sutera. So it's 59-50, 9 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings is leading the Lancers here this afternoon. Here's Alex Nealon with the ball. Hastings really put the clamps on her today. She's got only 4 points.
He's the fifth best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging about 16 per ball game. There's Heggie. Her shot is up there and in. Holly Heggie now with 11 points in the ball game. It is now a 59-52 ball game as the Lancers have scored the last seven here in the ball game. Hastings has got the ball. Cross-court pass goes from Berry over to Jackson. Tika Thompson takes a dive, and we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called on Holly Heggie. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number four on the Lancers. So we're down to 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Hastings out on top by a score of 59-52. Broncos will play things in. Holly Samuelson has got it out here in 3 points. Territory drives into the free throw line, loses control of the ball, and is picked up by Gephardt. The 13th turnover, and then Samuelson makes the mistake at the other end and commits the personal foul. So Samuelson not only makes one mistake, she makes two as she comes back and gets in with a third personal foul. Here comes Hild into the ball game. Van Kirk comes in. Berry checks out. Holly Samuelson checks out now for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. 9 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead, down 59-52. Here's Mount Marty working with the ball out here. In 3 points here, it's way. Nealon has got it. She drives it against Van Kirk all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Holly Hill. Holly Hill gets the ball to Jackson. Down to Van Kirk into the offensive zone for Hastings. Van Kirk on the dribble. Holds up inside the ring. Can't put up a shot. Hild will from three. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. That's a gentleman with another offensive rebound and another follow shot. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. Hastings now out on top by nine. It is 61-52. Gephardt drives the ball to the rack. Her shot good, and she's fouled into play as Gephardt goes tumbling down. The bucket will count. The foul is going to go here on the Broncos. It's going to go on Jackson. Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second, team's fifth. The bucket counts here by Cassidy Gephardt. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and now she'll go to the free throw line, trying to make this a three-point play. It's all of a sudden a 61-54 ball game. Shot from the free throw line is no good. She's now 0 out of 3 from the stripe today. Gelman with a rebound for Hastings to Jackson. Now to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk walks it across the 10-second line behind a screen from Tika Thompson. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Now drives it toward the goal. And we got contact made down there, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on looks like Heggie again, picking up the personal foul. And it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson will trigger things in. They get it to Atika Thompson. High right side. Thompson looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Out to Van Kirk. Van Kirk looking. Now she drives it to the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Another offensive rebound there for Hastings College. That's going to be Gelman. Dribbles to the corner, and she's going to be fouled into play. A personal foul can be called there on the Gephardt of Mount Marty. Here comes Winnie back into the ball game now. Winnie comes in. Gephardt checks out. 61-54 is the score. Hastings with a lead. 8 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the contest. Jackson will play things in for the Broncos. Abby comes way out on top now. That's Rachel Jolman with it now. Tika Thompson has got it to the top of the key. Now to Van Kirk into the paint. Throws up a little hook shot. It's up there. No good. Rebound again to Gelvin, and the foul is going to be called. Rachel Gelvin with numerous offensive rebounds here in the second half. There's a personal foul that's going to be called there on the Winkler, and that's going to be her first. And that's going to send Gelvin to the free throw line, so a rebounding foul there on Kelly Winkler. Gelvin goes back to the line for the second time today. Her shot is up there, and the shot's off the mark, no good. She misses the front end of the 1-1. The rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Here's Alex Nealon down the far sideline at 61-54. Hastings with the lead by 7 points here. Now Barney has got the ball on the far sideline. That's going to be Nealon. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, throws it back up to the far side. That's Wagner with the ball. She penetrates inside against Van Kirk, now to April Winnie. She works against Abby Jackson. Winnie drives it down the right side of the lane. Her scoop shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound Jackson. Abby's got it now for Hastings College as she winds her way back up the floor to Van Kirk. Open for three. Takes a shot and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Heggie, and she's hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Holly Hild of Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number six on the Broncos. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Williamson. Sierra comes in. Coming out is going to be Gelden for Hastings. Broncos have a 7-point lead, 61-54. Led by nine just a few minutes ago.
at 59-50. At a 12-point lead, actually at a 14-point lead back there at 59-45 before the Lancers have come back. And now they lose the ball out of bounds here on the near sideline. Holly Hagee took her eyes off of it and goes sailing into the Lancers bench. Turnover number 6 in the ball game now for Mount Barty. So these things will come back the other way. 7:14 to play in the ball game. We've got the men's game coming up next between Hastings and the Lancers. Stay with us. Busy Saturday afternoon today here at the Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota. Here's Jackson with the ball out to Van Kirk. Holds it. Sends it back to Jackson on the wing on the right side. Here's Holly Hill, top of the key. Now to Van Kirk for 3 from the left sideline. Her shot no good. Rebound Thompson goes back up. Her shot is good, and she's fouled into play. Tika Thompson gets the offensive rebound and the putback as that one goes spitting down the hole, and she is fouled into play here. And Thompson will go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. So Tika Thompson, a 40% foul shooter in the season. This is not her forte, shooting free throws. She's 21 out of 52 from the line so far this season. This will be her first attempt today. So Tika Thompson to the line here for the Broncos. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, way too hard, no good. Rebound comes down to Danae Veldkamp, who's into the ball game for the first time down for the Lancers. Veldkamp has got it on the wing on the left side out to April Winnie. It's now a 63-54 ball game. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Here's Gephardt with the ball. Top of the circle. Gephardt works against Jackson. Gives it away now to Sutera. Now to April Winnie. Winnie moving to her right. Looks at the 3-pointer. Takes it down on the baseline. Stops there. Winnie is trapped along the baseline. And now she's got to burn a timeout here. April Winnie took it down on the baseline and she was stuck there. And had to burn a timeout here with 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 63, Mount Barty 54.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom-designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Yankton, South Dakota, I see Briar Cliff has won the first cheerleading competition, the GPAC Championship in cheerleading. That competition was going on today at the Morningside. So Briar Cliff picks up the first GPAC Championship there in cheerleading. There's a shot by April Winnie that's going to be off of the mark, an air ball right at the end of the shot clock. Goes out of bounds, and Hastings we'll play things in here in backcourt. The Broncos have a 63-54 lead over the Lancers. Here's Abby Jackson coming back with the basketball for Hastings. Bounce pass over here to Van Kirk around the screen. Van Kirk moves the ball to the rack. Her shot good, and she's fouling the play. Van Kirk gets the field goal for Hastings. She was fouling the play by Cheyenne Lambley. That's going to be her fourth. Van Kirk gets the field goal. She's now got 16 points in the ball game. And the contest now is going to be Nealon. Alex Nealand comes in. Going out will be Danae Veldkamp. So Van Kirk to the free throw line. She is 4-for-4 so far today. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Van Kirk now with 17 in the ball game for Hastings College. And Hastings has now got a 66-54 lead, a 12-point lead here in this ball game. It was tied at halftime at 43-40, but Hastings has owned this second half. There's a shot put up there by Nealand. No good. Rebound comes down. Jackson of Hastings runs her back the other way. Jackson will hold up now. Not in any hurry with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. There's a Van Kirk with a ball on the right side. Van Kirk goes to Jackson. Jackson brings it out to a Van Kirk. Swings the left side down to Tika Thompson. She drives it into the lane and big collision and a foul is going to be called. Let's see, that might be an offensive foul. It will as Tika Thompson molds over a couple of Lancers inside. Tika picks up the offensive charging foul. That's going to be her first. It's now 66-54 with 5 minutes and 31 seconds to play here. It'll be Mount Barty playing the ball in here in backcourt. That's Cheyenne Lambley with the ball. Gets it into Cassidy Gephardt. Gephardt on the dribble now against the Jackson. Comes into the forecourt. She hands it away here on the near sideline to Nealon. Back down to Gephardt in the corner. Gephardt drives the ball to the rack. Her off-balance shot is up there no good. Jackson with a rebound. Abby's done a great job on the boards today. For Hastings College. Jackson coming back with the ball in the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk dribbling with the ball beyond the ring. Takes it down to the baseline. Open. Takes a shot over Sutera and hits it. Jamie Van Kirk hits another baseline jumper there. She's got 19 points in the ball game. And the Broncos stretching out their lead now 68-54. With 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Here's Gephardt. Drives it against Jackson. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose. It comes on the near side. It's grabbed by Lambley, and a foul is going to be called. Diane Lambley grabs the ball there for the Lancers, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Hild. Holly Hild picks up her second personal foul. Here comes Michaela Berry back into the ball game now for Hastings. Tika Thompson will check out. So if Hastings can hang on, they would go to 17-7 on the season after this one today. 11-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and get ready to face Nebraska Wesleyan next Wednesday in Lincoln. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Cheyenne Lambley. She's now got 3 points in the basketball game. She's a 67% foul shooter on the season. Lambley will have one more. The score is now 68-54. Hastings has got the lead. Lambley's second free throw is up there and in. And now Mount Marty's going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings breaks it easily as the Broncos come running into the forecourt. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Abby moves to her left, comes over here to Michaela Berry, high left side. Michaela Berry takes it to the free throw line on a dribble out to Holly Hild. Holly trying to penetrate, and the ball's going to be stripped away. Picked up by Lambley, the 14th turnover on Hastings. So the Broncos have a 12-point lead. Mount Marty has got the ball. Here's a Gephardt, sends it down in the left corner. Lambley has got it, drives the ball there against Van Kirk, puts a move out in the lane and scores it. Lambley's now got 6 points in the ball game, and the Lancers back to within 10 points. It's 68-58, and now we've got a timeout. Hastings, Broncos are trying to inbound the ball, and they got it in, but Kerry calls a timeout here, and a good thing because the Broncos lost it out of bounds. So Hastings will have it when we come back. We've got a break, 4:01 to play in the basketball game. It's Hastings out on top of Mount Marty. It's the Broncos 68, the Lancers 58.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week include a 2010 Nissan Cube, cash price $8,999, or a 2011 Nissan Sentra, $12,475. These deals and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
I'm here. Some other games going on in the conference today. Now, Concordia, the score is 59-55. Of course, Concordia, the nation's third-ranked team. Bulldogs have a four-point lead with 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play in their game. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan. That's the case. Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia playing. Midland, that's what I was looking at. Midland is playing in their ball game with Northwestern today. Actually, Midland and Morningside are playing up in Fremont, and that game is now tied at 53 points apiece with 4:09 to play. So the nation's number one ranked team also struggling here today. Broncos trying to inbound the ball, and again, they lost it out of bounds. That's the 15th turnover on Hastings, and now it's going to be Mount Marty inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. It's a 10-point ball game, 68-58. Lancers have the ball. Gephardt down to Nealon, top of the circle. Nealon now to Winnie. Signs is up to three and won't take it. Now Winnie out here in 3-point territory. Goes one-on-one against Berry. Drives into the goal. A shot is up there. No good. She's fouled in the play. Berry picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. April Winnie to the free throw line. So keep her eyes on the nation's number one ranked team. Morningside, they are tied up with Midland, 53-53, with 4:09 to play in the basketball game up in Fremont. Here's Winnie at the line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. April Winnie now 1 out of 3 from the line today. She's got 12 points. And now the Lancers have snuck back into within the striking distance here. It's a 9-point lead for Hastings, still with plenty of time, 3:48 to go. Next shot is up there and in by Winnie. 68-60 is the score now. 3:47 to go, and now pressure. No, a traveling violation in backcourt. Chelsea Morton is hit with a traveling violation, and she split a couple of defenders back there. Mount Marty applying the pressure. That's 16 turnovers on Hastings, and now the Lancers have got the ball again. There's a Gephardt here on the near sideline, picked up by Jackson. Gephardt out to Nealon for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound loose. Hastings grabs it on the baseline. And she gets it to Jackson. Now a foul is going to be called. Berry got the rebound. Got it to Abby Jackson. And she's immediately fouled into play here by Nealon about Marty. That's going to be her first foul in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 9 of the Lancers. And now Hastings will have a 1-1 situation here at the other end. Tika Thompson comes back into the ball game now for Hastings. Morton will check out. It's a 63-60 ball game. Hastings had a 14-point lead halfway through this second half after going on a 16-5 run after intermission. Shot from the free throw line by Jackson is going to be no good. It rattles out of there. Now we got a foul and a rebound. So Abby misses the free throw. Now we got a personal foul called on Mount Marty. This is going to go on. Let's see, it goes on Heggie, I believe. Going to the free throw line is going to be Berry for Hastings. Her shot is up there. It's good. Berry's now got 18 points in the ball game. That's her first free throw of the day, 69-60. Here comes the next shot by Berry. It is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound and is brought down here by Mount Marty. So it's a 3-possession ball game. Lancers have the ball. 3.5 minutes to play. Here comes April Woody as she runs her back the other way for the Lancers. Back on top, Heggie for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Now to Berry, racing it down the right sideline. Berry into the offensive zone. Double team, throws it down here. It's grabbed by Jackson. Jackson is double teamed, and now we got a timeout called here from Kerry Hofstetter. As Jackson was trapped along the 10-second line right in the center of the floor, and she's got to burn a timeout. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 69, Mount Marty 60.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
The first final score of the day is in from Sioux Center, Iowa. Dort took care of Gracie University today in a non-conference game. The final score of 96-31. So they win by 65 today. Dort winners over Gracie University 96-31. Morningside has now opened up a 7-point lead over Midland. It is 62-55. They've got 104 to play. Doan and Northwestern, they're tied up at 64 points apiece with 5:07 to play. So some good ball games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. 69-60 is the score here. Hastings with a 9-point lead as the Broncos try to inbound the ball. Van Kirk has it swatted back into the nickel seats in the far sideline. Van Kirk will now move to her left, and she'll play it in right at the 10-second line. She straddles that. And comes into Berry. Berry now to Sierra Williamson. Williamson, double team. Williamson still got the ball. Hands it away to Michaela Berry. Berry brings it out to Van Kirk. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Jamie Van Kirk gets it here to Michaela Berry. She launches up a shot. It's going to be no good. That's not the shot they wanted, but the shot clock was expiring. Rebound comes down to April Winnie now for about Barney. Hesitates, drives into the rack. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Tika Thompson. What he thought about the three, decided to drive it to the hole there, and Tika Thompson better and swats the ball out of bounds. 2:40 to play in the ballgame. Hastings with a 9-point lead, 69-60, and now the Broncos tip this ball out of bounds. Abby Jackson tipped it out right in front of the Lancers bench. Mount Marty will play things in. 2:38 to play in the ballgame, 21 seconds left in the shot clock. Hastings with a 69-60 advantage here over the Lancers. Here's April Winnie with the ball. Winnie moves it to the center of the floor. Goes over to Gephardt. Down to Sutera. 25 feet away from the basket. Sutera now drives it down the right side of the lane. Sutera to the baseline. And finally gets rid of it. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. And now lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Heggie. Sutera was kind of trapped in the lane there and tried to go down in the corner to Heggie. And she lost it out of bounds. Turnover number 7 in the ballgame now for the Lancers. Hastings will get the ball back here with 2:22 to play. In regulation, Hastings with a 9-point lead, 69-60. There's Williamson with the ball, now to Abby Jackson. The former St. Cecilia Hawkett brings it across the 10-second line here for the Broncos. Gets it away down to Tika Thompson. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. About here will go on to Mount Marty. This one goes on Nealon. That's going to be her second. The second foul on Nealon. Team foul number 10 on the Lancers. Hastings will go to the free throw line. Here's Tika Thompson to the line now. Tika is 0 for 1 so far today. 21 out of 53 from the free throw line this year. And her shot is up there. That one is good. So Deacon Thompson will have one more here for Hastings. He's a junior from Columbia Heights, Minnesota. The next shot is up there. That one is going to be good. Hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and down through the hole. So Hastings has now got an 11-point lead. It's 71-60, 2:10 to play. Here's a Winnie with the ball. Now to Sutera. Fakes the three. Now drives it to the hole. There it gets Williams, and her shot is up and in. Raquel Sutera scoring there. She's now got, 5 points in the ball game. Now the Lancers want to call another timeout here as they've cut the lead down to 9 points again. 2:02 to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 71, Mount Marty 62.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. Also by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. Hastings College men will take on Mount Marty in our second ball game today, so stick around for that. 71-62 is the score here. Hastings College has got a 9-point lead, but Mount Marty making it interesting down the stretch here. Broncos led at halftime by a score of 43-40 if you're just joining us. Open up the second half on a 16-5 lead, a 16-5 run. Looked like they were going to blow the Lancers out of here, but Mount Marty has done a good job just hanging around. Now they're within striking distance. The way they shoot the ball, 9 points is nothing. Hastings will play things in. Here's Jackson with the ball. Jackson now to Michaela Berry, now to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk gets it into the offensive zone, now to Michaela Berry. 1:52 to play in the game. Berry, bounce pass. Goes down in the corner. That's Jelden with the ball. Hastings spreads the floor. Here's Berry driving it inside between a couple of defenders. Now loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. Four players at the deck. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of the Lancers. So this will be a turnover on Hastings. 17 turnovers now in the Broncos. They average 14 on the season. So Mount Marty will play things in a 9-point ball game at 71-62. They hit a three here in this. It's going to be interesting down the stretch here. We're down to a minute and 38 seconds to go. The nation's best three-point shooting team, or one of the nation's best three-point shooting teams. They're definitely number one in the conference. They got the basketball. Here's a Nealon in the lane. Her shot is up there over Van Kirk. No good. Rebound, Hastings. Jelen gets the rebound out of Van Kirk, and she's fouled into play. Sutera picks up the personal foul for Mount Marty. That's going to be her first, and that's going to send the conference's best free throw shooter to the conference, or to the line. Jamie Van Kirk, she's got 19 points in the ballgame now for Hastings College. She scored 34 the last time these two teams back in early November when Hastings picked up an 87-73 win. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Van Kirk. So she's now 6 out of 6 from the line today. 72-62. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. 73-62 now. Clock is running at the 120 mark. Here's a Gephardt down the right sideline and Nealon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Jackson tries to save it. She does. Right into the hands of Berry. Michaela Berry with the ball. Now she's double teamed in the backcourt. Gets the ball away to Van Kirk down the near sideline. Van Kirk just now steps it across the line. Gets it over here to Berry. Down to a minute to play. Hastings with an 11-point lead. 73-62. There's Abby Jackson. Cross-court pass comes over here to Berry. Down to Van Kirk again. Van Kirk works against Nealon. She can be fouled into play. Alex Nealon just reaches out and grabs Van Kirk. That's going to be her third personal foul. And that's going to send Jamie back to the free throw line here for Hastings. And she scored just 2 points the other night against Doan, was suffering from the flu and did not play a whole lot, but she is feeling a lot better today and playing it pretty well in this basketball game. And she just hit her eighth consecutive free throw. She's now 8 out of 8 from the line. She's got 22 points in the ball game. And Hastings has opened up a 12-point lead again at 74-62. Here comes Holly Hild back into the ball game now. Gelman will come out. Van Kirk back to the free throw line here for Hastings. We got 50.8 seconds to play here in this one. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Hastings will move on to the 17th victory of the season here this afternoon. They'll go to 11-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they get ready for Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Wednesday in Lincoln. There's a traveling violation on Logan Wagner. That's going to be turnover number 8 on the Lancers here in the ball game. And now Hastings will have the ball back with 42.5 seconds to play. Tika Thompson, long baseball pass down the floor. They get it to Van Kirk. Grabs it on the baseline and then won't take the shot. He just takes it to the right sideline as the Broncos will spread the floor here with this 13-point lead. Abby Jackson with the ball. Abby dribbling with it. Now she's going to be fouled in a play here by Wagner. Logan Wagner picks up the foul. That's going to be her first, and that sends Jackson to the free throw line. Abby has got 11 points in the basketball game. She's got 8 of those in the first half. 0 out of 1 from the free throw line today. Abby's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. That makes the score 76-62 in favor of the Broncos. Next shot by Jackson is up there. It is good. So she hits a couple of free throws. And Hastings College has now got the lead by 15 at 77-62 with 26 seconds to play. Gephardt throws the ball in the corner to O'Malley. She drives the ball against Berry. Her shot is up there and in. Karen O'Malley scoring there. She's now got 8 points in the basketball game, 77-64. Again, pressure in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called here on the Lancers. It's going to go on Wagner. That's going to be her second. So Hastings, again, will have some free throws coming up here. This will be the fourth straight win for Hastings College after they suffered back-to-back losses to number 1 Morningside and number 3 Concordia. Hastings at the line. There's a shot by Van Kirk. It's up and in. Van Kirk now 10 out of 10 from the free throw line today. 24 points. Next shot is up there from Van Kirk. That one is going to be good. It's now 79-64 again with 15 seconds to play. There's a Gephardt down the far sideline. Gephardt moves it to the right side, feeds it down in the corner to Wagner. Logan Wagner, 6 seconds, bounce pass inside. A shot is up there and in. That's Holly Hagee scoring. Broncos win, bound the ball. Van Kirk just waits, watches the time tick down. The white flags come up, and the Broncos win the basketball game here this afternoon in women's college play. Hastings College wins it over Mount Marty by a score of 79-66. So Hastings now 17-7 on the season, 11-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Lancers, they dropped to 16 wins and 10 losses. They're now 7-10 in conference play. In the final score, Hastings beats Mount Marty today by a score of 79-66. Back with a recap after this.